The word for oil is shemen. For oil to be released, there has to be a crushing or a press, the Got Shemen or the oil press. In Israel, there's actually a place called the oil press, Got Shemen or Got Shmanim. You know it as Gethsemane. Why did Messiah go to Gethsemane? Because it was Got Shmanim, the place of crushing. And there his will was crushed and then his life. And as oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, so the crushing of olives brings oil, so the crushing of Messiah brings forth the oil of the Holy Spirit. And from that oil is the oil of gladness and healing and blessings to pour into your life from Gethsemane, Got Shmanim, the oil press.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
President Trump's executive order on immigration is being argued in a San Francisco courtroom. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The Justice Department is trying to get the ban reinstated after a federal judge in Washington state suspended it. During oral arguments, Justice Department Attorney August Flengey argued the president's order is well within his power and it is constitutional.
As a manhunt continued yesterday, a law enforcement official says,
Mr. Boyette, there are two places you can end up, prison or a cemetery. The choice is yours.
And the man he was speaking to, William Boyette, made the decision, found dead of an apparent suicide in a hotel room in West Point, Georgia. The man was wanted in connection with three killings. His alleged accomplice, Mary Rice, in custody now. Boyette suspected of killing two women in Northwest Florida last week and another in Alabama Friday. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Yemen will no longer allow the United States to conduct special operations ground missions against terror groups there, that after heavy civilian casualties at sites from the raid last month, which also left a U.S. Navy SEAL dead. U.S. officials telling the New York Times the Yemenis are outraged over some photos said to show children who were caught in the crossfire during that raid. Actor Richard Hatch, who starred as Captain Apollo in the original Battlestar Galactica series and also had a role in a more recent remake on sci-fi TV, has died at 71, reportedly losing a battle with pancreatic cancer. Hatch's acting career started on the soap opera All My Children. That was back in 1971. He went on to appear in numerous TV shows, including Hawaii Five-O, Dynasty, Murder, She Wrote, Baywatch. Hatch also wrote five Battlestar novels. The New England Patriots and their fans were celebrating with a parade in Boston yesterday, 2 days after the team's fifth Super Bowl championship.
You know what? We're going to remember this one for the rest of our lives. And we know you guys will, too.
Superstar quarterback Tom Brady there among the players and the coaches that filled duck boats and flatbed trucks and rode down Boston's Boylston Street on the way to City Hall, where the players and coaches then did address the crowd. Hundreds of thousands of fans on hand, despite some rain and, at times, some snowy conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. A lot of good things happening here in our new studios right on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. But let's start by taking a look at the weather, because the weather today seems to be very strange for February. So let's take a look what the National Weather Service is telling us for today's weather and then tomorrow's weather. Looks like we have some new graphics here as well. Everything's changing in 100 in Chamber Radio. You should really stay tuned. We're doing some wonderful things. So currently it's 44 degrees Fahrenheit. It's sort of a fog mist condition. It says today that it's going to have a high of 57 degrees in February. Don't know about that. And then with a 57 degree high today, tomorrow there's a 30 to 100% chance of first rain and then rain snow showers with a low of 28. So 57 high today and 28 high tomorrow. Very strange. Thursday night, Thursday, there's again, 100%, 40 to 100% chance of heavy snow showers. And then Thursday night, isolated snow showers with a low of 12 degrees on Thursday night. This is crazy, people. On Friday, it's mostly sunny with a high of 28 degrees. Very cold. On Friday night, another chance of showers with a low of 24. Saturday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 42. We'll back up to where we were before. Saturday night, a low of 32. And on Sunday, rain and 45 degrees. So it looks like we're going to have a big swing up and down and up and down and up and down this week. So I'd say keep the winter coats out and we'll play it by ear. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi and our program is called Modern Design. We've been on the air for... I was talking with Laura a little bit about this. So I guess over 2 years, 2.5 years now. So we're going to be doing some new things at Modern Design. Going forward, I'm going to be changing my time. I think for the past 2.5 years, I've been, my time slot has always been 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. Well, we're going to increase Modern Design to 2 hours, and I'm going to move to a new time slot starting next week, and that is 1 to 3. So I'll still be on Wednesdays live, 1 to 3. And, of course, you can always catch us in the podcasts. I have wonderful guests lined up this year, and it allows me sometimes then in a segment to have more than one guest and to really cover some of the topics that I've wanted to cover. Also, down the road, we are going to be adding a camera, and it will be also streaming on YouTube, so you can see that, which is great for my show in particular, because when I bring you from different businesses in the tri-state area, when I bring you different things, pieces of furniture, crafts, we're going to be doing some crafts in studio, and you'll watch us do the crafts, you'll be able to see those things actually live, so it'll be wonderful. A lot of learning this year. I've been doing some scouting, a lot of local Flemington businesses, Hunterdon County businesses, different artists, different artisans that do stuff. Fabric, our topic today will be the third in the series of my three-part series on fabric. Places for you to go, things for you to try, and more of an interactive show coming this year. As always, our phone lines will be open. As I'll do in a couple of minutes, and you can always reach us here in studio with any questions or comments at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. So our topic today happens to be fabric as a pop, and I think it's very interesting to see how design has changed, and we often say there's been a very big shift in design. It may be the times, it may be that we're going into, you know, close to 2020, so people feel we should be a little bit more modern, a little bit more sleek, a little bit more space age, a little bit more technology clean. But continually the trend is going towards modern, clean and modern. Having someone as myself who comes from Hunterdon County in a very old world, clabbered, pale yellow colonial, it was a learning curve for me. I had to sort of readjust what I thought was beautiful. But I tell you, once you open yourself up to what's called transitional, that is keeping your traditional, but sort of paring it down a little bit, it actually could be kind of nice. And then I think you feel like you're part of the party. Some of my very traditional clients, one in particular last night that I was working with, was looking for a fabric, sort of a paisley in a black. I tell you, every time I went to find a book that had it in, those fabrics were always discontinued. The trends is towards grays and whites and geometrics and texture and so on. So we had to change our perspective. We had to look for something different. We had to look for something that was a little bit more transitional. So something to keep in mind when you are working on your home, regardless of how traditional you are. You certainly can keep your traditional, but we want to bring in some elements that are maybe just a little bit fresher and up to date and mix. And it's always good to mix and add some freshness. Now, one of the things that I've been talking about on Modern Design is that paint colors have changed severely. Whereas in the beginning of my career, I was doing lots of reds. Oh, I don't know how many red dining rooms we painted. Reds and golds. That was sort of the beginning of my career in design about 20 years ago. We're taking those away. I'm not doing those anymore. We're not seeing a lot of saturated colors anymore, except for the dark gray tones. The only color that I really do that's a strong saturated color that people like is navy blue. And I do lots and lots of navy. Navy's a popular dining room color for me. In fact, if you follow me on Pinterest, you'll see I have a board dedicated just to navy dining rooms and some of the recent navy dining rooms I've done in the tri-state area. Navy's also good for a headboard wool. I do a lot of, if you're going to have an upholstered headboard, that's a wonderful neutral. Navy's a color that I do a lot. But in general, most of my colors now happen to be grays and greiges, or even whites with just a tinge of color in them. Very, very neutral. So the floors tend to be sort of gray tone or wood tone floors without not a lot of color. The trim tends to be a brighter white these days with not a lot of color. And then the wall color tends to be not much of a color. That's the look. That's what people are looking for. That's what's current, whether you're a traditional, transitional, or modern. So the only way you're getting color these days, if you want to stay in style, is to bring in pops of color. And one of the good things about the grays and greiges, you can bring in a color in your accessories and really make a strong statement, because there is no other statement. So it's those pops that really make the room beautiful. So my topic today on fabric, and the third of our series, is called Fabric as a Pop. If you go to my blog site, which is The Color Guru, The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at blogspot.com, each week I do a blog posting in conjunction with this with that week's show. So there's a picture of there of a room I took last week, and I did a bedroom where the walls were almost white. They were just a little bit more than white, with white trim, and all the color from the room came from the bedding. And it was shades of sort of a citrus green and sort of a mid-tone blue. And it sort of created a very strong statement solely using fabric. And that's what today's topic is about. It's all about using fabric for your accessories, fabric for your look, fabric to make everything wonderful. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do our show here on Wednesdays. As I did say earlier in the broadcast, we are going to be moving from live in the studio on Wednesdays at 10 to 1, and we're going to expand to 2 hours. So from 1 to 3 on Wednesdays, we will be with you with all new episodes starting next week in our new format, our two-hour format on Modern Design. Very excited about that. Going to bring a lot to you. A couple things about Maven Hill Designs. We now have 3 locations. We have a location right here in Hunterdon County, right in Flemington, around the corner. That's 1 U.S. Highway 31. It's at the Circle, which seems to be kind of completed now. I saw the lights of my sign went back on last night when I passed the Circle, so that was a good sign. Come visit me. I always bring in wonderful things. Not only do I have art and accessories, but I also do consignment pieces. So if you're looking to do a renovation and you have good wood pieces of furniture that you want to get rid of, let me take a look at it. I do take in quality wood consignments. So if you want to get in touch with me about any pieces of furniture, roll top desks, some wonderful, maybe an old dining table, some carved chairs, anything that you would like to maybe have me take a look at, I do now take consignments in my Flemington store. The phone number of Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. The other thing I want to mention is that I do have, and it's on my website, I do have a coupon on my website. It's a flat fee of $199, $199. And that is sort of decorated for a day, if you will. That's where I'll come out to your house and spend an hour to 2 hours with you and just do a general assessment of all your rooms. And then from there, you're free to, you know, certainly do your own ideas, or if you want some help, I can help you. A lot of people do take advantage of that $199. If you go to the website, which is www.maven, M-A-V-I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs, all one word, and go to coupon page, you can print that. You should be able to print that. For $199, I'll come out, spend an hour to 2 hours with you, go through all the rooms of your house, and leave you with a game plan. It's always good sometimes to get somebody else a professional opinion on your home. So something that I do as well. All right, so our topic today happens to be fabric as a pop. And I want to talk about the importance of fabric and the looks of these more neutral rooms. So as I said, neutral base on the outside, pop of fabric with color or pattern to go forward. What you'll notice if you go to the fabric stores is the patterns themselves are brighter and they're bigger. A lot of the patterns, both for fabrics and even in wallpaper, the scale of patterns is much bigger. And one of the reasons that is because there's not much else going on in the rooms. So if you're only going to have 2 pillows, those pillows have to be big and the patterns have to be bright. So that's very much a part of the sort of new, more modern look. Minimal on the outside and then accessories that really pop. So some of the things that you can do with fabric these days to dress up a room. Now, this is not only good for the fact that rooms are becoming more neutral, but what if you live in an apartment or you have a rental unit that's a townhouse or a house and you want to bring some color in? One of the things that I suggest to people is creating fabric panels on the wall. It's a wonderful idea and very inexpensive, less costly than artwork. You can get a standard sort of panel, if you will, with Luan, and you can wrap, get some batting, and you can wrap that that batting around, and then get some inexpensive fabric. Why don't you try maybe Flemington Fabrics right here in town, or another resource I like to use is out on Route 22. If you take a ride in North Plainfield, there's Fabric Collections, which is another fabric store I like, or Calico Corners if you go up to northern New Jersey. And look what a little bit discount fabrics or sale fabrics they have. And you can purchase a couple of yards of fabric, and then you wrap the fabric around that Luan board with the batting, and then you hang them in succession like panels. You'll make rectangular shapes, and then you can put them on the wall. that's a way of creating color in a space. It's wonderful. I do it a lot in New York City apartments where people aren't allowed to paint and they have white walls, and we bring the color in with fabric panels. So that's a wonderful thing that you can do to add a pop of color using fabric. The second one is covering a cork board. Maybe you have a home office and you have that ugly cork board. You can cover it in a beautiful fabric, maybe a great gray geometric and so on, and then have clear pins that go in it. And that's a way of having a solid mass of fabric on your wall that's a statement that you can use. The third idea that I had suggested, and we talked about this last week, is one of the ways that you can transform your space is if you have dining chairs and they have a separate seat cushion. Change out that seat cushion. That's something you should do probably every 5 years anyway, because those seat cushions really get a lot of wear and tear and wear out. It's a great way to bring in new color into your space. So it's very easy. You just flip the chair upside down. You take the screws out of the chair. You take it off. You don't have to take the whole chair apart. And then when you have that seat cushion, you want to go ahead and see what the fabric is underneath. Sometimes you need to put new foam because it wears out, but sometimes you can just cover it. It doesn't really require a lot, maybe 2 yards of fabric to do six chairs, 2 to 3 yards depending on the pattern repeat. And so reupholstering your chair seat covers is an inexpensive FYI a project that you can do yourself and not too expensive. The next one is fabric frames. Did you ever think of covering an ugly frame? Maybe you have a really ornate gold frame that looks dated, but the picture is beautiful. Fabric is something that can use. A thin fabric can go over a frame and a piece of art and create new color and a new look with a space. Again, these are all ideas. If you find a fabric that's inspirational, I always say that when I go to the fabric store and I see the rolls of fabric, I get excited. So I sort of back into what I'm going to do. And in fact, I'll say, I really love this fabric. It's citrus green. It's got great texture. Where could we put it? What could we, can we make pillows out of it? What can we do with it? And these are some of the ways to do that and to get that pop of color and that look and that print in a space and make it look better and sharper. The next one is slip covering your furniture, whether it be maybe a chair or dining chairs or maybe your couch and sofa. Maybe the form is great, but you want to create a slip cover and change the look. Maybe you have white or off-white couches, as I do, and now that your walls aren't a bright color anymore, now that they're sort of a neutral gray or a tan or a beige or an off-white, and you have white couches, they don't really work for you as well, but they're practical. Get some wonderful fabric, go to the sale racks and look at what's on sale. You want to look for an upholstery weight fabric. Very important that you use the right type of fabric, upholstery weight fabric, and create a slip cover. Slip cover for your chair, slip cover for your couch, a slip cover for your love seat, and so on. You can even create slip covers for ottomans. Ottomans are becoming very popular as coffee tables, and seeing a lot of ottomans these days. More fabric than ever, I think, out there. So a slip cover is a wonderful use of fabric. You find inexpensive or just a pattern that you love. You can change the look of a room by adding fabric. The next one is pillows. Obviously, probably the most obvious is that creating a pillow jacket. And I do that all the time. On all my projects, I take a look at someone. If they have a good sofa, we bring in new pillows, fresh pillows, or we take the pillows and then we do slip covers of the pillows with something new, something fresh, something that brings a new color scheme together. And rule of thumb is that if you do three colors in a space, if you have a primary, let's say you have a gray around the space, you have white trim as your trim indoors, bringing in a pop, the three colors really, and sort of reintroducing that in more than one venue, whether it be the window treatments and then the pillows and then perhaps something that's decorative on the table, is the best way to go for maximum effect. Three colors is ideal. So something you want to think of. And if you're working with grays, citrus green, wonderful, like a peridot or a yellowy green works very well with gray. Orange works very, I do bring a lot of orange with gray, and that's a nice combination. All the blues, royal blue, baby blue, navy blue, all those colors work very well with gray. Even chocolate brown and gray can have, that's more of a masculine look, but can work very well in conjunction with texture and maybe some animal print. Gray and brown are also a nice combination. So there's a lot of pop colors, strong colors. Plum is a terrific color with gray that can work well with it. So you can do really strong colors now in your fabrics and really strong big patterns because you're going to have that balance of the neutral and then pops of color. The next one is throws. All my clients are asking me for throws these days when they're on the couch at night. They want to cover themselves up with something that's not only warm, but also good looking. So a throw, you find a wonderful fabric, see what you can do with that and create a beautiful throw in a space. Make sure it's probably something that's a little bit more solid, an upholstery type weight, and you can create a throw with that on a white or a neutral couch, a wonderful throw. Let's say it's a beautiful rich red on an off-white couch would be a real strong pop of color. The next one is fabric lampshades. You know, have you noticed if you're going to the store that lampshades are more interesting than they ever were before? Lots of texture on lampshades. They're not just sort of there. They look like something. They're their own statement. I noticed that lampshades are wider now, and they're sort of more of a drum shape, if you notice. They're a bigger, wider lampshade. And often they have some sort of a fabric on them that looks like linen or is a texture. Well, you can do that yourself. You can take your existing lampshades and you can go out to the fabric stores and look for a fabric that looks like linen. Look for a fabric that looks like burlap. Look for a fabric that looks like it's some sort of a texture. And you can use sort of a fabric glue and just scissors. It's very simple to do. You can trim it out or you can self-welt it. And that's a way to make your lampshades look really nice using fabric, creating a new look. I did this actually the other day. I purchased window treatments and off-the-rack window treatments, and we sort of customized them a little bit, which saves you a lot of money if you can do that instead of just buying fabric. I had so much fabric left over after I finished the window treatment, napkins. I quickly made custom napkins out of that, and that's probably the easiest thing you can do. So let's say you have a taupe color room, and you want to bring some dark navy blue. You pick a dark navy blue fabric in, and you do your window treatments. You have fabric left over. Maybe it's a geometric. Maybe it's a beautiful pattern. You take the extra fabric, and you make napkins for the table. So when the table is set, it ties into the room, and that's a great way to use fabric. So, okay, we're just about to go to our news. And I have much more for you in the next half hour of Modern Design on wonderful things you can do for fabric for a pop in your home. And we'll go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another glaring reminder of the unprecedented obstruction the Senate Democrats have engaged in.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer referring to the conduct of Senate Democrats as Betsy DeVos was finally confirmed to be Secretary of Education and was sworn in last night by Vice President Mike Pence. Here's Terry Moore with details.
Pence was also involved in DeVos's Senate confirmation vote, breaking a 50-50 tie.
The Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
She's never been an administrator. In fact, she's never held any job in public education.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended DeVos and called her well qualified.
The Senate now moving closer to a vote on Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, who is expected to win confirmation, though Democrats are also trying to slow down that process. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher opens up the mystery of the Gat Shmanim as they sit inside a garden. In Hebrew, a stone is used to crush grapes or olives. It's called a gat. The word for oil is shemen. For oil to be released, there has to be a crushing or a press, the Gat Shemen or the oil press. In Israel, there's actually a place called the oil press, Gat Shemen or Gat Shmanim. You know it as Gethsemane. Why did Messiah go to Gethsemane? Because it was Gat Shmanim, the place of crushing, and there his will was crushed and then his life. And as oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, so the crushing of olives brings oil, so the crushing of Messiah brings forth the oil of the Holy Spirit. And from that oil is the oil of gladness and healing and blessings to pour into your life from Gethsemane, Gat Shmanim, the oil press.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
President Trump's executive order on immigration is being argued in a San Francisco courtroom. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The Justice Department is trying to get the ban reinstated after a federal judge in Washington State suspended it. During oral arguments, Justice Department Attorney August Flengey argued the president's order is well within his power and it is constitutional.
As a manhunt continued yesterday, a law enforcement official says,
Mr. Boyette, there are two places you can end up, prison or a cemetery. The choice is yours.
And the man he was speaking to, William Boyette, made the decision, found dead of an apparent suicide in a hotel room in West Point, Georgia. The man was wanted in connection with three killings. His alleged accomplice, Mary Rice, in custody now. Boyette suspected of killing two women in Northwest Florida last week and another in Alabama Friday. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Yemen will no longer allow the United States to conduct special operations ground missions against terror groups there, that after heavy civilian casualties at sites from the raid last month, which also left a U.S. Navy SEAL dead. U.S. officials telling the New York Times the Yemenis are outraged over some photos said to show children who were caught in the crossfire during that raid. Actor Richard Hatch, who starred as Captain Apollo in the original Battlestar Galactica series and also had a role in a more recent remake on sci-fi TV, has died at 71, reportedly losing a battle with pancreatic cancer. Hatch's acting career started on the soap opera All My Children. That was back in 1971. He went on to appear in numerous TV shows, including Hawaii Five-O, Dynasty, Murder, She Wrote, Baywatch. Hatch also wrote five Battlestar novels. The New England Patriots and their fans were celebrating with a parade in Boston yesterday, 2 days after the team's fifth Super Bowl championship.
You know what? We're going to remember this one for the rest of our lives. And we know you guys will, too.
Superstar quarterback Tom Brady there among the players and the coaches that filled duck boats and flatbed trucks and rode down Boston's Boylston Street on the way to City Hall, where the players and coaches then did address the crowd. Hundreds of thousands of fans on hand, despite some rain and, at times, some snowy conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We are live in the studio today. It is Wednesday. It's going to be actually a hot day today and a ridiculously hot day for February. So this is the day to get out, folks, because according to the weather, which I'm going to do one more time. I don't normally do a second weather, but the weather is so bizarre. Let's open it up and see if there's been any. Sometimes during the segment that I'm here, even in the hour, there's a change. We're still currently at 44 degrees Fahrenheit. With a fog mist condition, and the wind speed is calm. It says that for today, we're going to, almost 60 degrees today for a high, but mostly cloudy. Tonight, there's a 30 to 100% chance of rain showers with a low of 28 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, it says heavy snow, 40 to 100% chance on Thursday of heavy snow, with a high of 32 degrees. Kind of hard to believe. Thursday night, isolated snow showers, then partly cloudy with a low of 12. It's going to be very cold tomorrow night. On Friday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 28 degrees, also very cold. On Friday night, there's a 30% chance of light snow showers with a low of 24. Very cold nights. On Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 42, so we're back up again. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, then a chance of rain with a low of 32. And then on Sunday, we're back to a high of 45 degrees with a 40% chance of rain. So this is sort of a crazy week, guys. So you want to take a look at that and plan your activities accordingly. So I would say anything you need to do outside, get done today. And then tomorrow, we sort of sit in and do our paperwork and all our projects. Maybe it's a good sewing project if you go and get some fabric. You can work on that and maybe upholster something and make your house more beautiful. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We will be moving to a new time slot next week. We will be now live at 1 o'clock in studio and to our venue going from 1 to 3. So looking forward to that. I do have as an upcoming guest Penny Passero. She is the general manager of Ethan Allen, and she's going to be talking about what they're doing, what some of the new trends are in design, and how to make your house more modern. Maybe we're going to add some new dining chairs, or maybe we're going to change the artwork out. But she's got wonderful tips. She's been with them for many years, and promoting sort of their kids line also as well, some of the things that they're doing in Ethan Allen and how Ethan Allen has changed. Have you been to Ethan Allen? I think we all have that sort of perception of Ethan Allen as being very conservative and very old world. Well, that's not Ethan Allen anymore. It's very clean and very contemporary, very good looking. And a lot of their pieces will work in a traditional, transitional, or a contemporary home and look equally as good. They're really doing nice things. And I do use Ethan Allen as a resource often for furniture because they do make quality pieces. And I think they will, even though they're more modern, I think they will stand the test of time. So our topic today, folks, happens to be fabric as a pop and what you can do with fabric. Pick a wonderful fabric with either a broad pattern to it or a really bright color to add some jazz to your home. So we talked about some of the things that you can do, like pillows or panels on the wall or seat covers, all of which will bring some new life to your house, especially as you make the house more neutral. Even things as if you have fabric left over, make napkins, keep the table set. Do any of you do that? I keep my dining room table set all the time. I put out my dishes, and I'll put out the charger plates, and I'll put out the napkins with a nice napkin ring. Not the whole thing, but just enough that it has a nice look. You know, if your place settings sit in the drawer 350 days out of the year, then what's the point of having invested in them? You want to bring that stuff out, and seasonally you want to change that stuff so it looks nice. So something as simple as you make some valances for your dining room and you have fabric left over, use that fabric, make some napkins and put them together with a beautiful silver napkin holder and put it on a beautiful plate with a charger and leave them out all the time. So when you're in that room or your people pass that room going to the restroom, they're saying, "Wow, what a beautiful dining room." Little things that you can do, small amounts of money with fabric to make a big impact. So the next thing we're talking about with adding fabric is fabric on a chandelier. I do this a lot. When people have dated chandeliers, I often try to update them by doing things like putting shades on them. And what's become very popular is sort of a fixture that's sort of just a drum shade. A drum shade is sort of a big shade that's sort of cylindrical but wide. And covering your armed chandelier with one big shade is a very popular look now. You sort of add it on to it, and you can still see through to the arms of the fixture, or you can replace it with a plain drum fixture. Something as simple as a electrical cord with a light bulb, when it's covered with a beautiful drum shade, it could be fantastic. And then adding some sort of a fabric over that shade makes it especially nice. It can really tie into a more modern look, maybe a fabric that has a geometric pattern to it, maybe a beautiful color. Great way to update it. Also, individual shades. Perhaps you have a chandelier with a lot of arms and you find wonderful shades. You can certainly customize them to your room. I did that to a house in Flemington where a lady had a foyer chandelier. It was a two-story foyer. I think she had 24 arms on her chandelier. This was a huge chandelier. And I found a wonderful fabric, a black fabric, and we did plain, simple shades, and I had them covered in the black fabric. And against her taupe walls with the white trim and the beautiful stair runner that we put on that had a sort of a wonderful pattern that had taupes and blacks and a little bit of gray in it, we had these wonderful shades on the chandelier, and it just all came together beautifully. So for a little bit of fabric, you don't need much fabric for a shade, even though we had 24 of them, transformed the space, brought something else to the table, changed the whole look of the room, again using fabric. Another thing that you can do, which I've done before, I don't always do this because there's some wonderful shower curtains out there, is make a custom shower curtain. Do you ever get inspired? You see a room and you're like, wow, this looks really, really good. And you can't find that shower curtain? Easy to make a shower curtain. You know, you have a liner that's a separate thing behind it. Basically, it's just a big rectangle with just the little holes to accept the hardware that comes through. easy to make a shower curtain. You find a fabric that you really love and you get a good price on it, make your own shower curtain. I worked for a couple in New Brunswick who bought an older house, and they had a bathroom that had blue in it, sort of a Tiffany box blue tile, and they couldn't afford to change it. And they were very unhappy about it. And they said, what can we do to make this look better? So I said, you know what? Let me work with that blue tile and see what I can come up with. And I love the combination of sort of a smoky taupe color and Tiffany box blue. So that's what we did. We painted the walls out. It was a functional bathroom. So we painted out the walls in Tiffany box blue. And then I was searching for fabric. I found a beautiful fabric that was Tiffany box blue and chocolate brown. And I got the fabric at a great price. We made a custom shower curtain. Now we had the groundings of this blue with a chocolate brown. And then I did rich layered baskets of towels that were chocolate brown and Tiffany box blue. And we put them in these wonderful dark brown rattan containers. And we used silver, Tiffany box blue, and chocolate brown. We got a great mirror for the space that had a rich brown burled frame. And we just worked with what was there by the sound of the color, of that beautiful statement of that fabric of the shower curtain, left all the hard surfaces the way we are, and backed into something wonderful. Fabric is inspirational. You know, just as much as a paint is a sounding board, fabric can be a sounding board for your home and really give you something that's absolutely wonderful and look great in a space. Okay, we're going to take our next set of commercial messages. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We meet live each week, moving to our new location, but also our new time, which is going to be 1 to 3 on Wednesdays. But of course, you can always catch our podcast anytime by going to Hunterdon Chamber Radio and then clicking on Modern Design. You'll see the tab there for archives. And you go back to our first show, which seems like a million years ago now. And if you're bored in the snow tomorrow, you can listen to some of our old programs. We've had a lot of good guests through the years and learn about design. Cost you nothing, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. All right, well, our topic today happens to be fabric as a pop and things you can do using fabric to create a statement in your home. So last we talked about custom shower curtains. Now, if you can get a good priced fabric, there's not much to a shower curtain. Again, it's a big rectangle with just the holes at the top to accept the hardware so you can hang it. And you don't line it because you have a separate sort of plastic liner behind it. So it's a pretty simple thing to do. Can really create a statement. If you're stuck with a light blue bathroom, make the best of it. If you're stuck with a gray bathroom, make the best of it. You're stuck with a pink bathroom. Have some fun with that pink bathroom and do some stuff with fabric. Soften it. Fabric softens a space. It's great. It brings something else to the table. It brings texture. It brings pattern. It brings color. Fabric is probably, the second most transformative element in a room. I would say paint first if you use a signature paint color, and then I would say fabric. Fabric is because you're using a lot of it, and it allows you to bring pattern and prints into the space and lots of colors, and can change the look of a room. The next thing you can do is embellish towels. Do you ever have a great fabric and you have the pieces left over, and it's such a nice fabric you don't want to throw it away? Embellish towels. Put a wonderful piece of fabric at the end of a lovely towel, especially your hand towels for a guest bathroom. It's a great look. So another thing that you can do with fabric and bring a new color into the space. Of course, one of the most popular reason that people go to a fabric store, and that is for window treatments, for doing everything. And when I say window treatments, everything from simple drapery panels to valances, to cornices, to shades. Shades are becoming more and more popular, fabric shades and so on, all of which are fabric. They're softening of a window. They're giving a privacy element. So, often when I am going to see someone to do their home, I bring a book with me, and it really is helpful of all the different shapes that window treatments come in. And as you know today, that the window treatments are a lot simpler than they were before. We're not doing a lot of different shapes as we used to. Window treatments used to have a lot of movement, a lot of flow to them, but they're much, much simpler than they were then. Things like very simple drapery panels that just go to the floor, top to bottom, with a grommet on top, straight to the bottom, with no embellishments, very, very popular right now. Roman shades, flat Roman shades, where we have a shade that doesn't really go up and down, but it has the look that it does, and it's just gathered a little bit at the bottom. Very popular to do with fabric. Valance is something that's on a U-rod, very simple, that goes across and bringing some pattern or color in. And cornices, those that are upholstered on a hard board. Typically, we do them in dining rooms, living room, dining rooms. Sometimes we combine a cornice with panels, but I'm not even doing that too much. The look is very, very straight these days, very clean lines, but beautiful fabrics. So window treatments are probably the number one reason I'll go to a fabric store. Of course, upholstering, but mostly window treatments. Window treatments are very important. You want to have two levels of a window treatment. You want the under treatment, that part, whether it be a blind or a shade, that's practical for privacy and light control. But then, of course, the top treatment is often something that's done with a decorative fabric just to dress up the space and to bring in some colors. The next one is one that we talk about all the time, and that is the upholstered headboard. The upholstered headboard is a great way to bring in color, texture, and sometimes pattern to a space. It's a wonderful project. They're not too expensive. I saw an upholstered headboard the other day I believe it was in Creighton Barrel in Bridgewater Commons Mall. And the instead of it being sort of a, just a neutral sand color or a stone or a gray, this one was navy blue. It was a navy blue, sort of a suede with a wonderful texture to it. And then it had nail heads, and it was a queen-size headboard. It was this beautiful, rich, sort of a cross between, I would say navy, like a rich navy, but it had a lot of life to it. It wasn't like a real dark navy. A real rich navy blue queen-size headboard. It was not that expensive. And then it was embellished with nail heads, and the nail heads were chrome. They weren't matte. They sort of had a nice shine to them. What a beautiful headboard. Not that expensive. Something like that, if you have a neutral bedroom, maybe you have, like our studio here is sort of a nice rich taupe color with white trim. Well, wouldn't a big pop of navy be nice with that? A really rich suede navy. And then if you have that, in a way it does limit you because you want to do something that incorporates blue, but blue incorporates a lot of color. So if you had that navy as your headboard, you could certainly bring in whites, you could bring in sage greens, you could bring in yellow and blue are great, you can bring an olive color in, you could even bring reds in, you could bring coral in, you can bring so many colors in with that, with your bedding, with that rich navy upholstered headboard against a wall, whether it be a neutral color or could be anything, maybe even a wallpaper, but with that navy, it was really very much striking. Here's another example how fabric transforms a room. Even a room that had, if you had a white room and you put a navy blue headboard on, wow, that's going to be very sharp. I don't typically like to pick a patterned fabric for an upholstered headboard because then it conflicts with your bedding. You have to keep your bedding incredibly neutral, and I would be more likely to change my bedding. So the next item for fabric is bedding, creating a duvet cover. And I do that pretty often when somebody has a down comfort. A lot of people like their warm down feather comforters. They'll ask me to go out and get some fabric, and then we create a duvet, a cover that's buttoned that we can put that in. That's a wonderful way of bringing a new look to a space. I had a couple in Basking Ridge that built a house, and they had a very big bedroom, and they wanted to bring some color into the bed. The room was sort of a very neutral color, but she really liked the colors of sort of a rich kind of red with a Tiffany box blue. She liked the combination of those two colors together, but was too afraid to do a color like that on the walls because there was so much wall space. So I found a Ralph Lauren fabric that was quite beautiful, that embraced the colors that she loved. And because it was a king size bed, when we did that with a duvet, it made a statement of that color. So because I had the statement with fabric, I was able then to bring a beautiful big area rug that had that Tiffany box blue and that rich red together, and then build on that with the art that I put on the walls and pillows and a chair around the room. So fabric can set the pace for a color palette for the space just as much as paint can. Always a good way to go. So the next one is photo albums. Did you ever cover a photo album in fabric? I have. I had these photo albums that were sort of a dark blue. And then I moved to a new space and I had a library room, and I wanted to keep these out because these were important pictures, but they just didn't go with the look that I had at the next place. So I found a fabric that kind of looked like leather. It was a faux leather. It looked like crocodile, actually, not leather, but it looked like crocodile. And I covered the books in that fabric. It was beautiful, and I was able to keep them out, and it was almost its own look just by using a fabric, a faux crocodile, and it really looked wonderful in the space. Wall art. As I said, some fabrics have a big pattern repeat, and they're very interesting to look at. You know, you can frame a piece of fabric, and it could look quite nice. I did a project, more of a contemporary project, with birds, and this fabric had wonderful birds, and I made small prints out of them. We framed the fabric with great frames, and put them up in a sort of like a gallery sort of look with the different images of birds using fabric. A really different way to do something. It had its own look. You could tell it was fabric that was framed, and that in itself made it sort of an interesting project. So creating a fabric as wall art is always good. One of the things that I haven't done in a long time or seen is, do you ever think about upholstering a wall? Often this is done in a bedroom on a headboard wall. Maybe perhaps you have a poster bed, or maybe perhaps you have a headboard that's made of wood. Well, what about if you find a fabric that you really love and you upholster just one wall? Relatively easy to do. Bring softness to a space. Bring some luxury to a space. In the early part of my career, I saw a bedroom in Bernardsville, and the headboard wall was wrapped in a beautiful Doppioni silk, a really beautiful sort of a champagne silk. It was spectacular. Is it probably practical? Probably not. But it really brought some richness to the space. It went so beautifully with the furniture and the other things in the room. Upholstering a wall is something that you can do. Also, what about keeping the scraps of your fabric from projects and then creating a quilt? If you have sort of a rustic home or a country home, a quilt with all your old scraps, your things that were meaningful to you, projects on your house when you're at the end and you have all these scraps if you're a crafter, can make a wonderful quilt and really tell a story. My grandmother used to be crochet, and she made every grandchild in her family, she made them their own blanket for their bed. And at the end, she had all the yarn left, and she made one quilt that had all the different fabrics. It was sort of woven together as her whole family, which each one had their signature color. So you certainly could do that with fabrics, just standard fabrics, and you can patch them together and make some sort of a quilt. And that could be over a piece of furniture. It could be mounted on a wall. But another way to use fabric and make fabric something lovely to look at. What about a dog bed? You know, I had a big black lab for many years, and the beds didn't last long because he was a big black lab. But they're a look. The first bed I got, I didn't think about it. I said, wow, this looks terrible with my room. The next time I got a bed that was really good looking, that was a nice looking, kind of sweetie looking dog bed that was trimmed out at the edge of my bed, and it really coordinated with the room. So a dog bed is another way to go. And then finally, I'm going to leave you with drapery trims. That's another way that you can add. You can embellish. Perhaps you have existing drapes that are neutral. Now your walls are neutral. You can dress them up by doing an extra piece of fabric, like a tab, maybe 1 inch or so, and creating something else. Maybe you have nice taupe color drapes or gray color drapes, and you want to add some geometric shape. Maybe you want to add something kind of interesting looking, something that maybe looks like herringbone, something that looks like a fleur-de-lis, something that looks with a little bit of a pattern, a little bit of style to it, and it dresses up the space. So you can do your drapery panels and then just dress them up. Maybe you want to try a tie back. Maybe the drapes have been the same for a long time and you want to make them look a little bit different. Maybe you want to add some a pop of color. I had a client that had gray walls and gray drapes, and she wanted to accessorize in sort of like a teal or a turquoise blue. Well, we had some fabric left over, and I had the workroom make her sort of just tabs for her drapes to tie them back a little bit, and then I tied that into the table. I put some sort of a blue-green glasses and some glass with that color, and then I did the tie backs in that, and it just sort of set the place up. Fabric is transformative, folks. It can often be an inexpensive thing to do, but really brings some softness and beauty to a space. Well, listen, we are out of time. That went quickly. I ask you to don't forget about me next week. I will not be on at 10 anymore. I will still be here, but I'll be here at 1 with 2 hours of programming. So I look forward to seeing you in our new format next week right here in studio with more of Modern Design. Thanks, and get out today. Enjoy this day. Tomorrow it's going to snow. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's another glaring reminder of the unprecedented obstruction the Senate Democrats have engaged in.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer referring to the conduct of Senate Democrats as Betsy DeVos was finally confirmed to be Secretary of Education and was sworn in last night by Vice President Mike Pence. Here's Terry Moore with details.
Pence was also involved in DeVos's Senate confirmation vote, breaking a 50-50 tie.
The Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
She's never been an administrator. In fact, she's never held any job in public education.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended DeVos and called her well qualified.
The Senate now moving closer to a vote on Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, who is expected to win confirmation, though Democrats are also trying to slow down that process. This is USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher opens up the mystery of the Gatshmanim as they sit inside a garden. In Hebrew, a stone is used to crush grapes or olives. It's called a gat. The word for oil is shemen. For oil to be released, there has to be a crushing or a press, the gat shemen.